Good morning.
Good morning.
Nice to see you all. Now we're turning today to the first book of the New Testament. That is Matthew. I'm going to read some verses from chapter 13 of Matthew. Chapter 13 of Matthew. And we're going to read from the verse 10. Verse 10 of Matthew 13. Let's turn then to verse 10. Following, chapter 13, verse 10. And the disciples came and said unto him, Why speakest thou unto them in parables? It's always good to ask the Lord questions. You're allowed to ask the Lord questions. He loves to have your questions. It shows your interest. It shows you've been thinking about what it is he's saying, and he will with delight begin then to explain to you, as is the case here. He answered and said unto them, Because it is given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it is not given. For whosoever hath, to him shall be given, and he shall have more abundance. But whosoever hath not, from him shall be taken away even that which he hath. Now that's not the rule that operates generally among men. Those that don't have are those to whom you give. Those who do have, well, you don't bother giving them anything. But the Savior says the very opposite here. And perhaps I should explain why. Those who have are those who have received what it is the Lord freely offers. And when you receive from the Lord that which he freely offers, that shows you're interested in what it is he's giving. And he'll give you more. He'll give you more. But those that have not are those no interest in what it is the Lord is giving. No interest in what he's saying. And they just pass by. To them, the Lord will give nothing. For they have no appetite. No appetite. Maybe it's like Mammy at lunchtime or dinner time around the table and she comes round and says, anybody want some more? And there's always someone who says yes. And to that person, they've already received their dinner, but she gives more because they have an appetite. And maybe there's some who, well, they've had enough, so they don't want any more and they don't get any more. And there's a spiritual lesson to learn. And that's what the Savior means here. There are those in this life to whom God gives more and more, and more, and more, because they have an appetite. There are those that God doesn't give, and doesn't give, and doesn't give, because they have no appetite for what it is he's giving. Verse 13, Therefore speak I unto them in parables, because they seeing, see not, and hearing, they hear not, neither do they understand. And in them is fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah, which saith, By hearing ye shall hear, and shall not understand. And seeing ye shall see, and shall not perceive. For this people's heart is waxed gross, and their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes they have closed, lest at any time they should see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and should understand with their hearts, and should be converted, and I should heal them. But blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. For verily I say unto you, that many prophets and righteous men have desired to see those things which ye see, and have not seen them, and to hear those things which ye hear, and have not heard them. There's an awful lot there, boys and girls. An awful lot that is very, very, very important. There's a line that divides mankind drawn here in this passage. On one side, and they're a very small group, are those whose eyes are opened, whose ears are opened, and they're seeing and they're hearing what it is God has to say. On the other side, and they are by far the majority, there are those who, though they have ears to hear and eyes to see, they don't see anything or hear anything of what it is God has to say. Now, which side of the line are you on? Which side of the line are you on? Do you see and hear, or do you never see, never really hear? You never take in, you never understand what it is God's saying to you in the Bible. Now, I want to just say a few words, this being the first time I'm with you in the new term, new year, that it's most appropriate if we start a new study. Now, you know, or at least some of you know, how long my studies go on. And the subject matter that we have decided upon for this new year should keep us occupied throughout the year. Because what I want to speak on are the parables of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, there's so many things in the Bible. I have to say it was very difficult to decide, well, what will I speak on? There's so many things. But I felt I should deal with the parables of the Lord Jesus and set them before you. Let me start by asking a question. What is a parable? Yes, Pat.
An earthly story of the heavenly.
You must have read my thoughts. That's exactly what I was going to give you by way of a definition. For I was taught when I was a wee boy, that was in the last century, and it shows I have a great memory, that I can remember things from way back then. And when I was a wee boy, I was taught a parable is an earthly story with a heavenly meaning. I don't think you can improve on that. If you go to the dictionary, you'll see all sorts of things said. But I don't think any of the definitions of men can improve on that simple little explanation. A parable in the New Testament is the Savior telling a story of earthly events, things that the people to whom he was speaking would be very well acquainted. In Israel, there was nobody who didn't know what a sheep was like and how it behaved and what it needed and how it had to be cared for. Everybody knew about that. Even the smallest boys and girls knew. Because almost from they were able to walk, they likely had some little duties regarding the flock that they had to perform. So they knew from a very early age what the Lord would have been talking about if he started to speak about sheep. And he did on a number of occasions, but there were other matters. He spoke about the birds, he spoke about trees, he spoke about flowers, spoke about the wind. These are things that everybody immediately can relate to. And what he had to say about these various objects and things had a heavenly meaning. He was pressing home upon his hearers heavenly truth. You know, boys and girls, there's not a preacher alive but should learn from the Lord Jesus. Not a preacher alive. Indeed, every preacher should study the preaching of the Lord Jesus. Because the Lord Jesus labored to make plain and simple the great doctrines of truth. He set forth those doctrines in language that the very youngest could understand, could relate to. Oh, maybe they couldn't follow everything that was said, the youngest that is, but there would have been something in what the Savior was saying that the very youngest could have understood. Just like, if I might use the dinner table again, doesn't matter what age you are, how big you are, or how small you are. When you come to the table, there's always something there for you to eat. You mightn't eat as much as Daddy, but there's enough there for you. And there's there that which you can eat. So interesting to remember. And this happened to every one of you, you know. Some of you, as I look at you, I can remember it happening to you. When you were very, 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 very tiny. Not able to speak, really. Oh, you'd make a noise. Oh, yes, you could do that all right. And you did that at the most awkward times of the day and night. But you couldn't speak. And you were just getting past the stage where you depended on the sucking bottle. And your wee tummy was ready for some solid food. And Mammy would have had you on her knee over at the table. And as she was eating, she would have mashed up a wee, wee bit for you, put it on the spoon, and you would have eaten it. You would have eaten it. Same as she was eating, same as Daddy was eating, same as brothers and sisters were eating. You were eating it. That's how the Lord preached, boys and girls. Didn't matter how old you were, how young you were, how big you were, how small you were. He spoke in such a fashion as to provide food that all could eat, that all could eat. So we're going to be looking at the parables of the Lord Jesus, and we've had it wonderfully defined for us, an earthly story with a heavenly meaning. But you'll notice in the portion that we read, the disciples asked the question, why speakest thou unto them in parables? That is, unto the people gathered around. Why do you speak in parables? They said. And the Lord answers this and explains that he had two reasons for doing that. First, parables are meant to hide the truth. Isn't that strange? We might be inclined to think, I certainly would have been inclined to think, that the reason the Lord adopted the parable was in order to make great, complex, spiritual doctrines simple. But that's not what he says here. And it's always important for us to take note of that. You know, boys and girls, I want to tell you, oftentimes when we come to the Bible, we come carrying in our heads our own notions. So we come thinking, here's what the Bible says. And we don't notice that what the Bible's saying is the very opposite to what we're thinking. And because our thoughts are so deeply embedded in our minds, we miss what the Bible's saying. A lot of people do that. A lot of people do that. They bring their preconceived notions to the Bible and they don't hear what the Bible says. Instead, they impose upon the Bible what they think. I've heard that throughout my life as a minister. I've heard that so often. And you have to gently say, well, just a wee minute now. Actually, that's not what the Bible says. Oh, and they're all astonished. Oh, so be careful when you come to the Bible to note what it is the Bible's saying. Listen to what the Savior says. Verse 11, he answered and said unto them, because it is given unto you. Now he's drawing a distinction between them. Verse 10, why speakest thou unto them? Because it is given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it is not given. For whosoever hath, to him shall be given, and he shall have more abundance, but whosoever hath not, from him shall be taken away even that he hath. Therefore speak I unto them in parables. So a parable was used by the Lord to hide his truth from certain people. And the certain people are those who don't want to hear him. Those whose ears are closed, their eyes are closed. They're not interested. And if you're not interested in God's truth, he'll hide it from you. He'll hide it from you. Won't you show, I'm not interested in what you have to say, Lord? The Lord will say, that's all right. And he'll close the Bible. And it will be a closed book to you. He won't explain it. He won't teach you what's in it. Because you have shown no interest. So this is why the Savior used parables, first of all, in order to hide it, the truth from those who had no interest in him. But then there's the other side. He used parables in order to illustrate, to open up the truth to those who had an interest. To those who had an interest. Oh, boys and girls, I want you to grasp this picture. There is nothing more pleasing to the Lord than someone who shows an interest in what he has to say. If I may put it like this, that will bring a smile to his face. For in this world there are so many who pass him by, have no interest. Is it nothing to you, all ye that pass by? Said Jeremiah the prophet. They pass by without any interest. They never had a second look at the Savior or stopped for a moment to hear what he had to say. They were occupied with the things of this world, with the desires of their heart, and they weren't a bit interested in what he had to say. But whenever someone would stop and draw near, and come up close to look and to hear, that pleases the Lord. And to those who would hear, the Lord uses the parable as an illustration to make clear, to open up his word. Verse 16, but blessed are your eyes. Now there's the distinction again. Always notice that, boys and girls. He speaks of them, those who had no interest in the truths of God. Then he speaks of you, who have an interest. And he says in verse 16, but blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. For verily I say unto you, that many prophets and righteous men have desired to see those things which ye see, and have not seen them, and to hear those things which ye hear, and have not heard them. Do you know that you're privileged more than the prophets? I just don't mean, of course, that you go to Kilskerry Independent Christian School and the poor prophets never had the chance to do that. I refer to a greater privilege. The prophets knew there was a Messiah coming, and God had revealed to them little glimpses of the day of the Messiah, but they didn't see his day. They didn't have the privilege that Andrew and Peter and James and John and all the others had of being in his company and listening to his words and looking upon his face. Now we have a record in the New Testament of the things the Lord Jesus did and the Lord Jesus said. Indeed, let me tell you, we're allowed to listen to things, to see things in the New Testament record that not all of the apostles heard and saw, because there's records given us of encounters that the Lord Jesus had with individuals, and the apostles weren't there. But we're brought along, and we can hear what the Lord said to those people when the apostles didn't. And we can, as it were, watch what the Lord did when he was with these individuals, and the apostles, they didn't see it. They weren't there. So we have privileges that exceed not just the prophets, but exceed even the apostles. Oh, blessed are your eyes. This book provides you with privileges, boys and girls, the like of which none in olden times ever had access to. We'll have to finish there. Time's up. But we'll return to this subject, actually, tomorrow. Normally I'll be coming in Tuesday and Thursday, but I'm coming in tomorrow. And we'll take up the subject where we've left off this morning, in the will of the Lord. Let's just bow together, please, in prayer. O God, our Heavenly Father, awaken our hearts and minds to the truth of God. And O God, may each boy and each girl understand the privilege that is theirs through having access to the New Testament record of the words and the deeds of the Lord Jesus. Answer prayer today. Bless our school. Bless the teachers. Bless the pupils. Take care, Lord, of each one of them. Overshadow them, I pray. And may thy smile be upon us, for Jesus' sake. Amen. Amen.